Hello and welcome to this week's episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman, and to our long-term listeners, I want to say thank you for listening, subscribing, and telling others about the show. And if you're one of our newer listeners, thanks for being here also. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode of the show and how to make your practice even better. Joining me on today's show is a man who's been a longtime chiropractor, a lecturer, a practice consultant, and coach. He's the author of the book, The Chiropractor's Guide. He's also a dear personal friend and mentor. So let's get started with today's show. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman. I've been in practice for over 30 years, and I continue to work in a million-dollar practice that I built, ran, and sold. I've taught, lectured, and coached our profession, and helped so many chiropractors build the practice and the life of their dreams. And now, I want to help you do the same. So here's today's show. As I said in the introduction, joining me today is a dear friend and personal mentor of mine for many years. So without further ado, let me introduce Dr. Noel Lloyd, our guest for today. Noel, are you there?
Robert, how are you?
I am wonderful. It is so good to hear your voice, and thank you so much for joining me on this program here.
You know, I figured that you and I, over, almost 30 years, had probably had literally hundreds and hundreds, maybe even 1,000 individual personal conversations. And that kind of puts this in perspective, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And again, I'm so happy that you're agreeing to be on the show and share some of your knowledge with us. So I've got to ask, and I actually don't know this, how many years have you been a chiropractor?
Well, I graduated in 71, and so I think it's 53 years.
That is...
So that's a long time.
That is absolutely fantastic. And then you've been doing five-star management consulting for how many years?
Well, I tried to figure that out. Some people say that they have notes of mine dating back to the early 80s. And so, I mean, that's conservatively 36 years. I've been coaching as five-star, but I've been coaching my own associates for years prior to that.
So obviously over the years between coaching associates, and growing five-star, I have to ask a question. Is it possible to start a practice in today's world and become incredibly successful?
Oh, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. Let me give you an example. I just recently got a text from one of my former clients, a guy who I'm still in touch with, but very, very successful. He just launched his 8th clinic. And when they opened the doors, they had 120 new patients already booked for that clinic. So when they opened the doors on a Monday morning, let's say, and I don't know that it was Monday, but I assume that it was, they had already done all of their homework and their marketing work to put people in. And these were trained associates who knew how to help people have fun, be very, very successful. And so they had a mature practice of 200 plus regular paid visits in the 4th week.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I think the biggest or fastest practice start that I was ever involved in my own clinics was we put 161 new patients in the door in 131-day period, and we were at 206 visits, paid visits, really, really good patients in the 7th week open. And so if somebody does it correctly, they can have a super, super profitable, wonderfully successful practice giving great chiropractic care in a matter of weeks. But that's, as you know, that's not what usually happens.
No, unfortunately not. Which actually brings me to my next question. You know, from the, in the years that you and I've known each other, I know you also have a second company called the New Patient Academy.
Right. So, and you have a question about that, or would you like me to tell you about that?
No, go ahead and tell me about that. And then I want to relate the two different companies and the work that you're doing for the profession.
Well, you know, I've been coaching for 30 plus years, 35, 36 years as a five-star management. And I got my, start, basically because I knew how to produce lots of new patients. And one of the ads that I ran was from zero to 200 in record time. And it was all these people that were getting gobs and gobs and gobs of new patients and building their practices either from scratch or adding to an existing practice. And for decades, the number one reason that people have gotten in touch with me is for new patients. Now, here's why. If you get new patients right and everything else wrong, you're probably going to be a little frustrated, but you can have a great practice. If you get everything else right and new patients wrong, you're going to have a bumpy road. So new patients is critical. It's the lack of new patients is the number one reason that good chiropractors are doing something other than chiropractic. Because even a mediocre chiropractor who isn't a great adjuster and somebody who has questionable personal skills, if you can get new patients, chiropractic is so strong that you're going to have a successful practice. So the New Patient Academy came out of that need and desire to cater to the doctor who either doesn't enjoy marketing, isn't any good at marketing, or is so busy that he doesn't have time to market specifically on behalf of his associates.
And that makes sense. So how does the New Patient Academy company work with or mirror or relate to, or maybe it doesn't, with five-star management?
Well, so right now, the major reason that people get in touch with me is because they're busy, successful chiropractors who not only have a practice, but the practice has them. I frequently have said that the dirty little secret of the successful chiropractor is that he needs help or she needs help. I've got doctors that I've talked to who tell me that they've that they're dancing as fast as they can. They're performing at 90% or sometimes even more than 100% of their capacity. And they're concerned, they're scared because, I mean, they actually need help. They have waiting list practices, and so they need somebody. Number two, they've never really had, I've talked to some doctors who practice for 25 years who've never had a real two-week vacation. I talked to one doctor who did take a two-week vacation, decide that he just would bite the bullet. And he said that between lost business and having the practice feel offended or having hurt feelings when he got back, he lost $50,000. That's why chiropractors don't take vacations. And then number three is this craziness about having only one producer under one roof. So people come to me to help them learn how to put together associateships. Now, the busy, successful chiropractor hasn't had to do any marketing to build a scratch-build practice like a new associate would need. And so the New Patient Academy dovetails perfectly with five-star management in that people who are working on associates, attracting associates, they want to put their associate in a special boot camp to train them how to produce new patients. And that's what the New Patient Academy is for.
That makes perfect sense. So that's what the New Patient Academy is for. So specifically, what is Five Star doing now?
Well, Five Star is basically my emphasis, and I would help people build these practices so quickly that they needed associates. I had multiple associates. Now, my story with associates is I was a practicing chiropractor, having the time of my life, seeing gobs and gobs of people, and I got into a bad ski accident, bad enough that I had a neurosurgeon tell me I needed a bilevel fusion, which I didn't get. I had my chiropractor buddies who were taking care of me say, Noel, I don't know how to tell you this, but you can't practice for a while if you want to avoid surgery, if you want to heal up. So I needed associates. And I started to hire and develop associates, and I started to work full time on developing chiropractic associates in my own practice. And what I learned, I actually developed into what I call win-win associates. And win-win associates has just been wildly successful on behalf of our clients. Well, those people started telling their friends. I mean, we've got people who are getting 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks off a year and doing that in record years as well. I mean, building practices, not only $1 million, not only $2 million, but $3 and $4 million practices where they're getting 6 and 8 weeks off a year because they know how to offer an associateship that the associate wants and that they can still grow their practice. So that's the major thing that we're doing right now.
So you said something that really sparked something. You know, in chiropractic, we have this notorious reputation of quote unquote eating our young. Right. And you use the term win-win associate. Can you expand on that? What does that really mean?
Well, I've heard this. In fact, chiropractors eat their young? Well, you can be a wonderful chiropractor. You can be a nice man. You can be a wonderful woman. You can love your team, love your community, love chiropractic, love your patients, and not know anything about developing associates. And doctors today, they're finding that associates are different. The community is different. So they're not prepared. I had one doctor tell me, after going through win-win associates and developing 2 or 3 associates inside the win-win model and be very, very successful. So we were talking one time and he says, it just breaks my heart to think of the previous associates I brought in and all the mistakes I made, things that were what I thought were intuitive to me, which were the exact opposite of what I should have done. Let me give you an example.
Please.
I'm working with this guy. His name is Scott. And he was telling me, he says, I don't know why my associate isn't successful. I've given him everything he needs in order to be a success. And I said, Scotty, in your phrase, I've given him, you have explained to me exactly what the problem is. You didn't set up a game where he could earn his success. You didn't set up a game and a training process to win the game so that he could win next to you and with you. And then as he wins, you win as well. So I've had some doctors say, well, I don't have time for this coaching and mentoring stuff. Well, the doctors that are seeing 1,000 patient visits a week through multiple associates, those doctors tell me that the most satisfying, wonderful part about chiropractic today for them is coaching their associate to reach his or her best numbers. And then if you can imagine what the associate's thinking and feeling, the associate knows in his head, in her heart, in their guts, that my doctor has my back, has my best good in mind, wants me to do well. Win-win associates is, I literally tried hundreds of things that didn't work, but what I did is I figured out a bunch of things also that did work, and developing associates is a totally separate skill from being a great chiropractor.
Of course. Yeah. That's the e-myth.
Mm-hmm. Well, people would hear me speak on associates and then they would say, have you read the E-Myth? I said, no, haven't read it. You should read it. When I read Bill Gerber's E-Myth, I thought, this guy, he really knows, you know, this process of templating and formatting. It's also all these coaching books that I've read. For instance, you might know a fantastic amount of information, but how do you set up a training process and attract an associate to be his or her best and then coach them along the way, because all of those skills, those are the soft skills that that we teach about how to develop inside the five-star management.
That makes absolute total sense. And I've said over so many years, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. Find somebody who has done what it is you want to do and learn from them.
Right, exactly.
So that makes total sense. So let me ask you a question that I've asked a previous guest also. So with your years in chiropractic care, and having coached and taught so many chiropractors in so many venues in multiple countries, where would you say chiropractic is going in the future, in the next 5, 10, 20, 50 years?
Well, you know what? I've been asked that question before. And if I just take a look inside five-star management, all the doctors that have increased by 100%, 200%, and this is not hyperbole, and this is not a small practice that's doubling, tripling, quadrupling, but I mean a good sized practice that has gone from $500,000 to $3.5 million. I think the future is super, super positive. Now, if I take a look at the whole profession right now, if you're looking for an associate, there are 7 chiropractic jobs for every chiropractor who graduates. Let's see, how do I put this? Successful chiropractors need more chiropractors because they're successful and they're seeing a lot of people. Then there's also corporate chiropractic, you know, the larger chains, you know, they're looking for more people. So I think chiropractic's future is just absolutely wonderful. So, I mean, that's my take.
So that's fantastic. So I have 2 follow-up questions then. What's your best advice for the older, mature, I don't mean age-wise, practicing chiropractor? What's your best advice to someone who's been in practice for years and years?
Well, if it's not fun, you're doing it wrong. So at Five Star, we have a trifold mantra: help people, have fun, make money. So that's how we measure everything. Does it help people? First, that am I helping my patients? Am I developing my team? Am I developing my associates? Secondly, if it's not fun, you're doing it wrong. So fun, in my view, is working with a team who shares my mission, shares my vision, shares my goals, shares my targets, and participates in an office that's formatted and templated. We know how to handle new patients. We know how to handle objections. We know how to process people. And then you bring young doctors into that, and then you develop successful chiropractors next to you. So let's say the mature chiropractor, and I was speaking to a doctor who's young 50s, he has 2 offices. He has 3 associates. He's looking for a 4th associate. And I asked him, I said, Sean, are you excited about the future? And he says, I'm more excited about the future than I've ever been. So I would say to the doctor who kind of feels a little bit burned out that he probably needs help. He probably needs more freedom. He'd probably like to make more money. Add associates the correct way, and you will get help, you will have fun. And by the way, it's really fun to develop an associate and see him or her become super successful, make great money, and be appreciative for the fact that somebody's developing you. And then also those practices make a lot of money. And you know that if your gross collected dollars increase, all of your fixed costs become smaller and smaller and smaller percentage-wise, right?
Of course.
And so there's a better profit margin in that too. And if you've got 4 chiropractors working under the same roof, the senior doctor has 3 doctors to cover his or her practice when they want to take some time off. The senior associate has 2 doctors to cover his or her practice when they want some time, and it becomes a co-op. So one of the things today, brand new associates out of school, they're more concerned about quality of life than they've ever been. And so part of quality of life, if you can find an associateship where there is this win-win philosophy, where your clinic director says, hey, come and work with us as a group, and you will get your 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks of paid vacation. And everybody is recruited to covering the person who's out of the practice. I mean, that's the way that my doctors, my clients, senior clients, are getting up to 12 weeks off a year.
That's fabulous. So our time is running short. Let me ask you the follow-up question, and I have one brief thing that I'll ask you to close out with. But the follow-up question is, what's your best piece of advice for the young doc who's just out of school as they're beginning to figure out what their career could look like? What's your best advice to them?
If you feel really, really strong and you're confident, and you have to be into your own practice, and you do, and you're going to be your own boss from the start, then I would say you get a small office with low overhead. Don't let anybody talk you into or appeal to your ego about all the things the doctor needs. If you've got just bare bones equipment, even just one table, and it's a small office, or you could be an independent contractor in a nicer office, learn how to produce new patients, number one. Learn how to do a good care plan and recruit somebody to that care plan. And then build your skills in a low-cost, safe environment. And then once you get your skills built, then if you want to go out and do your own practice, that's great. Or excuse me, if you want to add to your own practice and build from there, that's great. Most young doctors would really, really do well in an associateship, but not just any associateship. You have to pick an associateship based on your goals and take a look at your associateship as a fellowship in chiropractic practice success. Talk with somebody, make a commitment of 2 to 3 years. Tell the doctor that you want to work with that I want to be in my own successful practice. I want to learn everything that you know. And this is one of the things that I teach my clients to do, is to teach doctors everything that they know so that they can go out and be successful as well. So the brand new grad, if he needs or she needs to go out into their own practice, get a small office, go low overhead, learn how to market, build a big practice in a small building. That's a problem that's a lot better than a small practice in a big building with a big overhead.
Absolutely. No, and it is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was simply going to say it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on the program today. And I've really, really enjoyed this interview, as well as obviously your mentorship and friendship over so many years. So my last question is, do you have a final thought that you'd like to close out this program with?
If somebody needs help and they just need to find out if they're associate ready, or what my most successful clients have done in order to be associate ready, they can get in touch with me at myfivestar.com. But this would be my final thought. Just take a look at your chiropractic testimonies that you've had over the years and focus on how powerful chiropractic is. Be confident, be excited. Take a look for the next patient that you can change their life. And that way you will stay a happy and focused chiropractor.
Noel, thank you so much for the time that you've given doing this interview. And again, it has been absolutely wonderful having you on the show.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And that's our show for today. If you have a question about today's show or your own practice, feel free to reach out at fortheloveofchiropractic.com. Before making changes to your practice, be sure to seek legal advice regarding those changes and regulations in your state. For the Love of Chiropractic is an RGF production, all rights reserved. And thanks for listening. Original music provided by Hunter Rich Music.